We Americans can be a strange lot. If anybody's traveled throughout Europe and has seen the various sites, some of the great cathedrals, some of the great buildings, some of the great artworks, individuals will immediately come from different countries and talk about the fine lines, or they'll talk about the artistic endeavor, they'll talk about the historical significance of these places. Americans will take a look at something, even like the Cathedral of Notre Dame de Paris, and they will say, how much did that cost? We're a strange lot. We ask, how much did it cost? We want to know the value, what was spent. We want to know if there was an indebtedness. Perhaps it's because we're hard workers. Perhaps it's because we know what it is to kind of accumulate basically possessions and then all of a sudden to spend it on certain items or certain things. I offer you today that what Mark's gospel is telling us in the beautifully read passion that we experience, well, he was telling us the price of our redemption. He was telling us the cost. He was explaining to us immediately in the passion narrative what our Lord had to go through in order to redeem us. See, those are words we've kind of lost in our vocabulary. Salvation, redemption. We take it for granted today. We take it for granted in terms of our own life that there was a debt that was paid. And the debt was ours. No one else's. It was ours. And so now one comes who fulfills the debt, who wipes it away for us, who allows us to have basically the salvation and the destiny that was established from the very beginning by our God. What is the cost of our redemption and salvation? First and foremost, it was God's love for us. For in that cross is a demonstration of God's love. God's love. And again, oftentimes we live in our world indifferent to that love. But in that love and in that cross is our dignity, who we are as persons. And why that dignity is so important, that we recognize that same dignity in our brothers and sisters, because this is a God who would so empty himself into the world to demonstrate his love. Everyone here in this church this morning, I know, has experienced love. Be it love of parents, be it love of husband, wife, be it love of friends. And I'm going to tell you immediately that whatever you want to think in terms of that love, in terms of affection, in terms of esteem, in terms of self-worth, that at the very heart of love, if it's true love, is sacrifice. It's sacrifice. It's willing to extend oneself, turn oneself over as a gift for the other. And it's willing to offer the self. Here is God offering himself for us. Here is the ultimate sacrifice that has been given to us. All throughout Lent, we have been proclaiming most of the time the sense and the revelation, because obviously we're in cycle B, so we are kind of embedded in the Mark kind of approach. Various times throughout Lent, on Sundays, we have been treated to the revelation. God the Father, who said to his Son, to Jesus, "This is my beloved Son." Satan, who said, "What do you want from us, Son of God?" And now, what Mark does in a climactic way, right towards the end of his gospel, he has the centurion who represents the Roman citizenry, the power in the world, the strength of secularism. Truly, this, the Son of God. How fortunate we are to have a God who so loves us that he empties himself into this world. He suffers and he dies for us to tell us, no matter what suffering, no matter what separation, and even death itself is not free from God's presence and his love in our lives. Cost of our redemption and salvation? God's love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.